But now Lockheed Martin and Boeing's United Launch Alliance no longer the only company authorized to take military payloads into orbit. Thanks to Elon Musk's Space Exploration Technologies, or SpaceX, and on May 26th, SpaceX Falcon 9 launch system was certified by the Air Force to carry out national security missions. For more on what this means to all of the agencies and contractors that are doing work in space, we turn to Rob Levinson, analyst at Bloomberg Government. Rob, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so how hard was it for SpaceX to get to this level? They're not new to space exactly, but it sounds like they're new to Air Force level of space.
Right. They've been working for NASA for a few years now, so they were in the space business. But, you know, meeting the Air Force standards for national security launches is sort of a horse of a different color and was rather difficult for them. It was a quite long, arduous process, but they've gotten over the bar, so they're in the national security space launch business now.
And just give us an idea of the range of agencies that are involved in space, because people think of NASA and Air Force, but it's a little bit more than that, right?
Right. I mean, a lot of it is the intelligence community, which the Air Force manages a lot of that through the National Reconnaissance Office, which is an intelligence agency, but it's also sort of part of the Air Force. But, all the other military services and, like I say, the CIA and the NRO, they're all in the space business.
And they all have their own launches and birds and capabilities up there,
right?
All by themselves.
They've all got satellites up there doing all sorts of things. Like I say, mostly in the communications and intelligence collection business.
And what about NOAA and all those that are not in national security, but they have? I guess they could, by a stretch, you could say it's national security. It's certainly space, though.
Yeah, it's certainly space. Although some of that stuff that isn't national security related may go through the NASA program, where again, SpaceX was already in that portion of the space business.
And so, does the ability for SpaceX to do national security launch increase the volume of its launches, and does that give it some scale economies that it might not have had earlier?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the scale of the military and intelligence space activity is quite large. There's a lot of business coming up in the future years to launch new GPS satellites and things. And so, certainly SpaceX is hoping that with this great increase in volume of their launches, they can bring their price per launch down even further.
And what's the state of engines? And I mean, there was one company that was using old Russian engines that were not that reliable, and they had a limited supply. What do we know about all that?
Well, United Launch Alliance, for their main launch, uses Russian rocket engines, I think they're called the R-170, and these are old Russian rocket engines. They are fairly reliable. I mean, they've had a fair amount of success with them, but there's a limited supply, and they're starting to pursue, an alternative to build a domestic U.S. engine for their launches. And, of course, SpaceX is already using all of stuff that they've produced in the United States.
And those are used once, and then they burn up, and that's the end of them, right?
Right.
Okay, give us an idea of the market size in terms of dollars of all of these space launches the federal government will be contracting for in the next, say, several years.
Well, I think the figure, if I'm right, the Government Accountability Office said that the next few years it's something like $30 billion that the military is going to be contracting out for launches. That now SpaceX is playing in that game. And again, that's just this what they call the Evolved Expendable Launch Vehicle, the EELV, which is the big rocket launches that heretofore have been just ULA for really a decade. United Launch Alliance has had this sort of monopoly for a decade, and now Space Launch is competing in that market.
And so pound for pound, do they have about the same specifications? That is to say, can a given payload go with either company on a given day?
Yeah, roughly, I think that's equivalent. They're both in the where space ULA has the Atlas V and SpaceX has the Falcon 9. They're roughly equivalent.
And so, what does this do to the supply chain? I mean, there's more to it than the engines and the tubes that go up into the air. What kind of supply base is there in the economy that supports this this type of activity?
Well, yeah, that's a very interesting development, is that ULA relies on lots and lots of suppliers to make the various parts for its systems. But SpaceX is very different. About according to SpaceX, about 80% of their entire system, from the engine, the rocket body, the capsule, is made in-house, meaning that they don't rely on as large a supply chain. And they it's a very conscious strategy on their part, because they really want to keep the costs down to not rely on a large supply chain. So now that ULA is going to be competing with SpaceX, and SpaceX's price is much lower, ULA is going to be putting a lot of pressure on its suppliers, I think, to get their prices down so that ULA can compete with SpaceX on price.
So that really is a different strategy, because I think, let's face it, some of these large traditional aerospace companies have relied on the fact that they do draw money from so many congressional districts as part of the strength of their program in terms of Congress sustaining it.
Right. I mean, it's that's true with a lot of large defense programs. It's as much about the political support as anything else. And SpaceX sees itself as a commercial company, and they haven't been playing that game. I mean, they've got some congressional support, because certainly they're doing activity in certain places as well. But they really see themselves as they're a commercial enterprise, and they want to deliver service for as low a price as they can possibly do to get more business. I mean, Elon Musk, who's the CEO and the founder of SpaceX, wants his vision is to get to Mars, and the reason he's in this business is he felt that he needed to lower the cost quite a bit of launches if he was ever going to be able to get something up to Mars. And so this is very much a commercial enterprise, and not styled on the same way that some of the big defense contractors usually play the game.
We're speaking with Rob Levinson, senior defense analyst at Bloomberg Government, and talking about SpaceX itself for a moment. It's totally privately held, as far as I can tell, and we don't really know too much about the financial strength of it, because I couldn't find any online balance sheet or income statement about it. And is that something that the government would want to know before it starts relying on that particular read?
Yeah, I think as part of the certification process, there is some financial disclosure to the government that the government needs to know. There's some, that the company's going to be around and still exist. So you're right, as a privately held company, they certainly don't have to disclose very much. But like I say, the government, not the Air Force, but the government has been dealing with SpaceX for a few years now, and they've taken over. They have sort of the dominant position with NASA in the commercial. When NASA is contracting out for commercial launches, SpaceX is already head of ULA. So but there have probably been some financial disclosures which are not publicly available, but give the government some confidence that SpaceX is going to be around for a while.
And so, how will the Air Force conduct this as a task order competition for each individual launch?
Well, I think there's like a package of launches. A few months ago, the Air Force awarded a bunch of launches to ULA, and then Elon Musk actually went to court to protest the award. Of course, he wasn't certified at the time, and then he dropped the lawsuit with agreement for the Air Force that he would get certified. And so they compete these as a package of launches rather than, I think, each individual launch.
But that certification is, we can hope, I guess, or assume that it's based on actual technical merit and not simply as a way to make a lawsuit go away.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Air Force talked about, the different, I think it was, over 1,000 points of things that they have to look at. I mean, yeah, you're putting an expensive, national security payload on top of these rockets. And we know that, Orbital and other people, these things occasionally have blown up on the launch pad. So they want to make sure that, everything is technically solid. So it's not just a way to make a lawsuit go away. The Air Force had to invest a certain amount of money and have a bunch of people, look at SpaceX's program from soup to nuts to make sure that they were confident in the program.
And so there's a healthy market now. And how far out to the future does that go?
Oh, I think it goes. It's hard to see the end of that. I mean, I think anybody would agree that, the space market, both commercial and military, is only going to grow. And for the United States, I mean, this is a key advantage that we have. Nobody else has the presence in space like we do. I mean, the Russians have some presence and the Chinese, but nobody has the extensive presence that we do. And we're going to want to maintain that. So In every analysis of defense spending and intelligence spending, everybody recommends that we continue to spend strongly in space, even if we are cutting the budget in other places.
And what would happen if China went to Elon Musk and said, look, we've got 25 launches we'll give you? What would happen?
I'm not sure that he would sort of be allowed to do that. I mean, I suppose it's possible, but the military would have to be awfully confident that he wasn't sharing some sort of key technology. Again, because he's certified now for national security launches in the United States, that means that he's got cleared people with clearances that are going to know something about these payloads and things like that. I think the U.S. government would frown on that a lot. But the Chinese, they launch their own rockets, and they launch them fairly cheaply as well, so I'm not sure that they'd have great incentive. They'd also be concerned about the United States knowing what they're doing. So I'm not sure that's a big threat.
A little far-fetched there. Rob Levinson is a senior defense analyst for Bloomberg Government. Thanks so much for joining me.
My pleasure.